Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. I just really want to compliment really what the children have already said. Just a few weeks ago, I was overhearing the Sunday school Zoom that the children have. I was being a little bit nosy and my big ear here was listening in, and they were talking about a verse in Deuteronomy where it says about that the Lord will never leave us or forsake us. And it was Heidi was talking about it, and she asked the children, what does forsake mean? And in the last few weeks, I've really been thinking about this verse. And really, if this verse is true to everyone here this morning and to those that love the Lord Jesus, if this verse is true, how does that affect how we just live our daily life in this hardship at the moment? If that promise is true, and it says that they are all, he is faithful to his promises, if that is true, what a massive assurance it is for us today. He will never leave us or forsake us. Isn't that wonderful? And the children have expressed it to us this morning. Something in my heart wants to respond this morning and say, Lord, I do. Wonderful. I just want to just start. I want to talk to you just very briefly about a man who was 120 years old. It was his birthday. And he went and spoke to the children of Israel and Joshua. His name was Moses. If you have your Bible, it's in Deuteronomy chapter 31. I just want to try and paint a little picture, and it's already been said by one of the boys, I think Tim and Ben there, just a little bit of a picture about Israel in captivity. And then on his 120th birthday, I think there was a man that lived to 120 recently, and I think he's passed away, probably the oldest man ever to live. He's done very well, 120. God's still speaking to Moses at 120, and he says, Moses says, I can no longer go out and come in. He was getting old. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan. The Lord, your God himself, crosses over before you. There's the first amazing promise. He crosses over before you. He goes before us in all that we do. And then it goes on, and it says this. Verse 7, then Moses called Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you and nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Just this morning, that verse has just really hit home to me. If we believe that that is true, then he will actually take care of all the things that we're going through at present. And I just want to just give a little illustration about this, that he will never forsake us. It gives an illustration of basically if he'll not let his grip off us. He holds us so dearly and so close to him. It's almost like he won't release that grip. It gives that wonderful picture. Our wonderful father, it was said earlier on, our father, Abba, Daddy, the girl said in her song. Abba, Father, he won't let his grip go. And I just remember growing up, I was with my brother Phil and my mum and dad, and we lived on a farm in Lampeter, Mid Wales. And we lived on a farm, and the farmer's name was called Gerwin Morgan. Some may know him. Wonderful man, brilliant farmer, and we had lots of adventures on this farm. And I remember as a child, I was 7 years old, safeguarding and health and safety might need to shut their ears here. But anyway, I was in the farm, and the farmer put me on top of a cow, sat me on the cow, and I was sat on the cow. Usually it's a horse, isn't it? But this was the cow. And as I sat on the cow, the farmer took his eye off what was happening. Gerwin took his eye off what was happening and then sat on the cow, and the cow just started to move very slowly. Then it got a bit spooked and the cow started to get momentum and it was speeding up and it was going into the herd of cows. And by this time, all I remember as a seven-year-old boy is that I started to slip down the side of the cow very slowly. And then just as I was going to go into the herd of cows, my hand just touched the floor and the farmer came and just grabbed me. And my only damage that I had was the cow had stood on my fingers and I got all black fingernails from bruising. Pretty gross, eh, kids? Pretty gross. But that was just a little illustration. I thought I could read something from a book, but just something in my own. God will never take his eye off you. If you love him, if you obey his voice, which was the key with Moses and Joshua, if you obey his voice, the Lord will never take his hand, his grip, and he won't release it from you. And the farmer, he was probably distracted chatting to the family and friends. God, he was there. He saved me. Isn't that a wonderful thing? So from that story, don't sit on cows and ride cows unescorted. I recommend a horse, possibly. But that just got me a little bit thinking, and I tried to be a bit creative yesterday. I wanted to go through a few P's, the letter P. I know they're promises that we've covered this morning, and I just want to kind of reiterate what the kids have already done, but go through some P's. So I've made something here. I was helped with my daughter, Emily. Now, here's a pod with some peas in. Can you see that? I'd like to say that they're from our garden, but they are not. They're actually icing sugar, so we may eat it later. But this is a pea in a pod, and I just want to just show you some of the ones that I think are so relevant. I'm just going to have to pass them to our assistant. This first one here, I don't know if you can see it. Provider. Can you read that? It might be upside down for you. He's our provider. It says in Philippians 4, it says, and my God shall supply all your need according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Every single need he provides. And that's for everyone here this morning. Whatever you're facing, he provides that wonderful need. The icing's getting a bit melted, so I need to put that one down. Right, the next one. Protector. He's our protector. See that one there? Okay, he's our protector. It says in Psalm 91, I think it's been mentioned already this morning, he is my refuge and my fortress. What amazing pictorial language there, kids. Okay, he's our refuge and he's our protector. Whatever you're going through, whatever we face in the future, there is refuge. It used to be described, it actually used to be a city of refuge for those that did something wrong. Right, here we go. The next one. This is one of the key things. Can you read that? Presence. His presence. If I mention the New Testament, I could describe it as abiding. Abiding in him and him in us. Like the vine dresser. Well, it says this, Psalm 16, it says, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. That right hand, that means strength. Whenever they say right hand in the Bible, it means there's strength in our Father. And from that place of strength, he gives it to us. Whatever path of life, I know that many paths have changed in this last year. We like to make plans, don't we? We're humans. But just remember this, that the Lord has an overall scheme, an overall plan, wonderful plan of salvation for everyone, from the young. If you're 120 like Moses, or the youngest one here, he has a wonderful plan. So his presence is with us. Now the next one. This is a big one. Bit of a challenge, isn't it? Plan. He has a plan for us. Well, it really is melting now. Back in the pod, he has a plan. He has a plan in Proverbs 16 verse 9. It says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. I'm going to read that again. I think it's very key in these times. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. The Lord doesn't mind us having plans for future things. We might be planning something this week. You can put time and preparation into it. But one of the key things is to let the Lord establish those steps within that plan. Isn't that wonderful? Philippians 4, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's an incredible verse, and it almost links up so many of the P's that I've got from my pod. He protects our minds, all the things and all the information that we hear at the moment from so many different quarters. The Lord will protect and guide our minds and our hearts. That's wonderful, isn't it? Hang on to that. Hang on, there's so many varied voices out there that are wanting our attention, filling us with information. Oh Lord, let him speak to us and guard our hearts. It says in John 14, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and remind you of all that I have said to you. That's an incredible truth. And I just want to finish with a little challenge for you all this morning. You know, I've been challenged by listening to the children. And in some ways, I don't want to just think, oh, that was lovely. And then you've got to hear me talk. The actual incredible thing is that the Lord speaks through the whole age group. And something of a challenge to you this morning, I just want to mention this verse. It's back in Deuteronomy. And it's Moses and Joshua. And Moses, he says this. This is all about returning to God. I don't know if you've maybe drifted off a little bit recently. Maybe things have come a little bit, oh, I'm not sure what I'm doing. My plans have gone absolutely up in the air. I don't know what's the future for me. I don't know what's the... He says this incredible truth about the blessing of returning to God, okay? And he gives a choice to the children of Israel. And he says this, okay? Now, I can remember making a choice when I was young. I was at boys' camp at Roar, and I made a choice. Someone spoke, and I just, in the heart, something rose up, and I made a choice. And I said, that's me. I'm with you, Lord, okay? Now, just a little choice, and I don't want it to scare you, but this verse is very true. It's in the Bible. It says this. Moses says this. Deuteronomy. Chapter 30, verse 15, see, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God and to walk in his ways. I just want to finish there and saying that there is a choice that we all make. You can be the youngest one here with us this morning. Maybe you've never made that choice to say, I'm going to be strong and courageous. I'm going to love you, Lord, and I'm going to obey your voice. Maybe you're 120, like Moses, didn't think that God would speak to me. Sat on the shelf collecting dust. Absolute rubbish. Oh, the Father wants to speak to everyone who has ears to hear. So this morning, will you choose that kind of thing that the Lord set before you? Life and good, death and evil. Now, I don't know what you want to do in response, but would you just maybe put some thumbs up if you want to choose life and good? If you're tuning in on the phone and you can't, and I can't see a picture of you, I've been holding up some peas in a pod, and we're just putting thumbs up to say, Lord, have my life, I choose life and good. I don't want to force you to respond, but I think something's just been said already this morning to make that wonderful choice. We're just going to finish.